Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello. And like Chris said, I think it's amazing that KUMD creates local content. So you are not just listening to some feed. You are listening to real people making real radio right in your own backyard, which is what I talk about every Monday. I talk about people creating. And Where's Art is all about people creating great things in our Northland for us to see. So if you call 726-7181, you can also support what KUMD does with creating local radio. And there are a few things I want to mention before you go out and get, well, you can get to the phone while I'm talking. You can get to the website while I'm talking, too. But there are three great things going on this week. The opening tonight of Sue Rauschenfels' For the Love of Trees at the Zinema, at Zeitgeist. Zinema's downstairs, Zeitgeist is upstairs. She is celebrating trees. So this is actually the second in a series of exhibitions that are opening up in honor of the boreal forests of our neighborhood. Trees have power. They calm, they rejuvenate our senses, and they refresh our souls in healing ways. That is a quote from Sue herself. Sue Rauschenfels, the artist, and she's done a whole suite of watercolor and mixed media paintings of these wonderful things throughout our community. Saturday is a family day at the Tweed Museum from 1 to 3. You can, along with Wendy Savage and Allison Aoni, who are two incredible art educators in our community, they are doing a make and tape art project along with a new exhibition that is opened at the Tweed that is celebrating bandolier bags of the area. This is an exhibition with items on loan from the Duluth Children's Museum and the Tweed's private collection. That is exploring the history and the artistry and how they are, how that tradition has continued and contemporary artists are making them. So you can be a contemporary artist making a bandolier bag on Saturday as well. So that's just a sampling, just a taste of what you get with Where's Art. It tells you where to go out in the community, and I do it because I love KUMD. I love the kind of creating our own culture, our own community here in the Northland, and KMD is such a nexus and such a core part of that. So I would encourage everyone listening to go to the website or go to the phone and call 218-726-7181. It is your art duty. There you go.
I didn't know that art involved duty, but, you know, a lot of, I mean, there's a, there's, this
Chris
is...
Ophelia. Chris Ophelia used cow dung, so there is your. we're getting into the PG-13 part of.
That's right.
Okay, this is my aghast face, but that's okay. There are topics that came under discussion on this program when Peter Spooner was the host that had never, ever, ever come under discussion on this program, and if I have anything to say about it, never will again. However. it's funny that it is the artists that are always pushing the boundaries, I think, of radio. I think there's something about art and radio that makes, I think, because you can't see what they're up to. I think that artists feel it gives them this unprecedented freedom to just kind of go, wah! And we have a lot of fun on our arts programming here on KUMD. Annie, talk a little bit. You know, you and I have been doing this show for a long time, and we had Peter Spooner as our guest host for a long time before that. Tell us a little bit about art and KUMD. At first blush, especially before the internet, it would seem that talking about art, talking about a visual medium on the radio is kind of counterintuitive and could even be seen as, you know, a dumb idea.
I actually think it adds to the mystery, the wonder. You can develop as the listener your own idea in your head of what the heck we're talking about, and it builds that excitement for you to go and see the exhibition. So it adds to the, we are promoting creativity by imagining, having our visitors along for the creative ride. I'm sure that there's some neurological study out there that looks at if people are describing in visual form what that does to your brain. I'm sure it's doing some wonderful things in there because you are trying to picture, understand what this artist is doing by us talking about it, and then it just it accentuates, it enhances, it makes what you're going to see out in the community this week even better because you've had a taste of it already and you've sort of developed, you're bringing your own subjective truth to that experience.
One of the interesting things I've noticed about the way you talk about art is you will frequently talk about the artist or you will talk about perhaps the philosophy or the message that you believe the artist is trying to communicate. And you will sometimes get into specifics in the sense that, you know, this person creates really big canvases, you know, that are 10 feet across, or this person does this incredible sculptural work and they use the following kinds of finishes or something. But most of the time, you're talking about an artist's either philosophy or their message and how the artist themselves, what they've experienced, informs their work. And that way, you become intrigued by it, but it hasn't been set up in such a way that this is what you're going to see. This is what it looks like.
Right. You're not giving someone you're giving someone a reason to go and see it, to understand how that artist investigated that question, because I think that artists really are, there's so much crossover between art and science. They're starting with a question. And Catherine Meyer, for instance, an artist who I really respect and does some amazing work, she talks about the fact that she starts with a question. And same way scientists start with a question, you know, why is the sky blue? An artist could ask both of those things. You know, obviously the method that they're going to go through to get their answer and get their results are going to be really different, but it's just that surprise and wonder of the world that is encapsulated in that question. So I think that if you can give viewers or people who are seeing art that same, you know, give them that question, they're going to be able to ride along with the artist for their process and engage. Like, so if they, even if they don't love the end product, even if they don't, you know, they sort of are horrified by what's on the wall, they can appreciate the journey and the process that the artist went through, or at least, you know, engage in a conversation about, like, you made a different choice than I would have done, or, you know, I don't see how this choice helps you in any way get to that question, so that then it becomes not about, you know, good or bad or right or wrong. It becomes about
effectiveness, in a sense.
Exactly. And it just engages your brain in a different way.
I'm thinking, I don't know where this came from, but I was thinking, listening to you talk, that many radio stations, and of course there's room for all kinds of radio stations, and there's room for all kinds of tasks for radio stations to undertake. Many radio stations basically are trying to tell you that everything that you see and know and think already is just fine. Everything's just fine. Here's some music. Everything's just fine. Here's some music. Everything's, you know, just exactly. You have everything you need. Everything's fine. Here's some music. One of the things that public radio tries to do, and we try to do here musically, I think, in particular, but also in terms of our news and public affairs programming, is to say, here's what you think, that's groovy, here's what somebody else thinks. And did you know that somebody else thinks the same thing about it, or somebody else thinks about the same topic, but they think about it completely differently? Here's how they think about it, and here's
Absolutely.
How this person thinks about it. And so it isn't necessarily telling you, the listener, that the status quo, that perhaps the way you perceive everything is the only way to perceive things. They say, hey, there's a whole bunch of different ways to look at life and music and art and fill in the blanks. And here are some of the different ways that people see, experience, communicate those things.
Right, absolutely. And I think the other thing that is really valuable about that kind of mission or that kind of approach to the kind of programming that you're doing is the fact that stations like KMD are not afraid to look at the big issues and problems that are going on right in our own backyard, right in our community, and trying to not only think about, you know, how different people see them or even just call to light, you know, talk about them, but bring you know, what is the music that is going to help us through this? What is the art that is going to be made around this issue? You know, I think of Carla Hamilton and the kind of artwork that she does around race. I think of the conversations that KUMD has had around medicine, or, you know, I think that all these things are adding depth and dimensions and real different perspectives to these really important issues. So it's not just, you know, looking at things from two sides, it's looking at things from, you know, we're in a three-dimensional world, and that is what KUMD does. So I really appreciate that.
Well, it's definitely part of what we are trying to do every single day. Some days, of course, you succeed better than other days. But if you are overall, if KUMD's diversity, if its variety of different perspectives is something that you appreciate, if you love the idea of art on the radio, if you say, okay, that's whimsical as heck. Yeah, I'm in favor of art on the radio. And then you've been sucked into art on the radio over all these years. We'd like to take your call of support right now. 218-726-7181. Annie, thanks a million for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Chris.
You bet.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, every Monday here on 103.3 KUMD, Duluth Public Radio.